Hello everyone, this is Minna no Rizumu Tengoku Part 7, and I'm recording this on July 10th. Yeah, it's been a really long time. It's kind of the thing now where I record a few parts in advance, then I kind of have to upload them. By this point, I've uploaded part 5, and I have to resort to using my Mac for this because iOS 13, I don't know why, just doesn't let me upload videos. The video's there, I mean, like in the photo library, it's there, but when I try to upload it with YouTube, it doesn't work. So, yeah. So, I would like to mention that this music, this game select music, is going to be going away in this part. For those who know why, good for you. For those who don't, just stick with me till the end of the part and you'll see. But, it's gonna go away. And we're gonna be starting row 7. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Not really sure. I think let's just go. Because it's gonna be a little bit of a longer episode here, because I need to mention a few other things after we're done with the remix that have to do with the music changing and everything. I think we'd better just start this, because it's gonna go a little overboard if I don't. Row 7 is a little bit less weird than Row 6 was, but it's still a little bit weird. Well, most of the games are weird anyway, but like, especially this row is still a little bit weird. Our first game is Tap Troop. This is the intro from Board Meeting, for those who remember what that was like. Tap Troop is another tapping game, except it has a little bit of an interesting mechanic. You'll see. One, two, three, four. So we just keep tapping for now. Now there's a reason why the music has these cymbals in it, in this really weird rhythmic pattern. There's a reason for that, and the reason is this.
One, two, three, four.
Listen to this cue, and now you go. Yeah. Se no. So whenever you hear se no, or in the case of English it says ready, then you wait for like a half beat and then go bum 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 until she says hi hi hi, or tap 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 in the case of English. And then if you do it right, the people who are accompanying you, they say okay. Which is much more enthusiastic in the real game, too. One, two, three, four. Now she's gonna demonstrate. There's this as well. Hi, hi, hi. A little bit shorter. Tap. Hi, hi, hi. Hi, hi, hi. Now, there's an even shorter one, which is just se no. Hi, hi, hi. But I kind of don't want to show that off because it really isn't that big of a deal. One thing, though, is that near the end, there's a cue which is a little bit weird, a little bit different. Here we go. And so we start off easy. Now, if you fail, there's a few really weird, just like that, I just messed that up. There's a few weird noises that can happen, besides the clicking, if you like really mess it up. Yeah, they just went okay, like really enthusiastically, and it's gonna go even higher. Even higher pitch by the end, if I do it well. Hi, hi, that's where the really long bomb bombs happen.
Hey!
right? That happens. Free confetti, or poppers, or whatever. Now this is, we're approaching the key that's going to be a little bit off-center, or off-standard. You'll see. Hi, hi, say no. Hi, hi, say no. And... yeah, that. That you need to watch out for. Hi. Oh, I just noticed that it's not just tss. It's either tss or mm. Right before she goes bum. In English, it's just a little, she goes N. Yeah, you just heard me mess up there. That's the noise it makes. N. And we're done. Visually, apparently, there's something that gets revealed at that very end point, but I'm not actually sure what that is. Nonetheless, I played well enough that I got the superb. That's good. Now, one thing that I completely forgot to do was to make a state. That is not good because, well, I don't know, maybe something could happen. Okay, this game is the weirdest of the bunch. And hopefully the lag issues are going to be fixed. Micro Row, if you remember in Row 4, there was Micro Row that had fixed lag issues. This is going to be the same case. I hope that that's fixed as well. Let's find out. This is a new intro. Actually, every other game...
Row, the battery is almost full. 100%
I know.
User.
Shut up! Game 3 and 4 in this row also have new intros, so it's just the first game in the row that has different intros. So, shrimp shuffle time. No lag, that is very good. This is the cue that you have to follow. Pay close attention. Yeah, it's just 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. If you mess it up, it makes weird noises. And there's this cue where instead of 3, 2, 1, it goes A, B, C instead. You have to press A and B when they say C, if that makes sense. A, B, C. Every other time you just press A. Now, this last cue is a little bit weird. I'm not actually sure how to describe it, just listen to what I'm doing. Like, really, I don't know how to describe it. Basically, it just pauses for a whole beat. And then continues. You'll see. Here we go. Yeah. You have to be extremely quick. Like this. 3, 2, 1, 1. Yeah, it's weird. So I hope you could kind of understand what I'm doing. Let's do the real game. This music is actually really cool. I like it. I like it much more than the Tap Troop music. Also, it sounds like Bongodori. For those who played Rhythm Tengoku, you know what I'm talking about. That may not be a coincidence, actually. Maybe there's a little meaning behind that, I'm not sure. Being a bunch of shrimps dancing around, I have no idea what that would really mean in reference to the Bongodori, but oh, crap. So every cue starts with that. B, C. music is really cool. What? I also like how the music goes along with what you're doing. Well, kind of. There we go, again. Oh, never mind. A, B, C. There's gonna be a lot of those here. A, B, C. Oh no, I forgot. Ah, Janet. So I messed that part up. Yay. Well, kinda. I kinda messed that part up. Hopefully that didn't cost me the... Yes, good. Thought it was gonna give me an okay, because I messed that part up. It's not that it's... It's easy once you get the hang of it, it's just... You know. I forgot. Completely forgotten, and forgot to have, forgot to follow the cue. It's okay, though. Okay, this game is the most striking difference in English and Japanese, I think. Because it's called Cheerleaders, and basically the way it works... First I'm gonna play the intro. So, Cheerleaders is basically you are trying to help this one guy study for his exams or something, and you read books, or at least you flip open books or something, and you're called the school library pep squad or something like that, and you have to, basically you're cheering him on, which is really counterintuitive because you would think that being silent is the best thing to do here, but never mind. There's a bunch of cues you have to follow, and they're supposed to be English. Well, they try to be English. And it's a little bit weird. The first cue is quite simple. Most of it is just A, but there's also A and B at the very end. So first you have this cue, which goes... One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Yeah, it's just one, two, and three. And when they say three, you press A. Same thing here, except it says, "Hey, you can do." Which sounds, quite cool. Aw, come on, Siri, I didn't ask. Hey, you can do! Hey, you can do! Hey, you can do! Hey, you can do! It sounds really weird, but, yeah. And for that reason, in English, they changed it to "It's up to you," which sounds a little bit better. Now, this part, I don't actually remember what cues they are. I think it's two of them at the same time. Let's see. One, two, three, and...
Never give up, boo! Let's everybody go! Yeah!
Never give up, boo! Let's everybody go! Yay!
Never give up, boo! Let's everybody go! Yeah!
Okay, so, when it goes never give up, boo, you have to press A on that very last poo. In English, they changed it to something nonsensical. I think it's something like "Ra ra sis boom ba boom." And in the "Let's everybody go," you press A on the "go." In English, it sounds much cooler because it says "Let's go read a bunch of books." I kind of like that more, but never mind. And this is the last cue with A and B, and it's not just pressing. Now it's holding, so it's both new mechanics you have to hold. And it's A and B as well. Here we go. One, two, three, and...
Okay, don't mind.
So, okay, don't mind. When they say don't, you hold. And when they're supposed to say mind, you let go. In English, it's okay, it's on. Which makes less sense to me than "don't mind," but whatever. It sounded cool. It sounds really cool, especially in the remix, but you'll see. So, let's play the real game. One, two, three, in. Now, one thing that you're going to notice is that at one point, the main person here on the right is going to start throwing commands, as well as the accompanying section on the left is going to start throwing commands of its own, like this. You don't mind. Forgot about that. Like this. Hey, you can do. Let's everybody about you do. So yeah. You have to be really careful with your views and listening. Hey, you can do. That was a hard one. Hey, you can do. And okay, don't mind. Okay, don't. Here's the hardest part. Oh god. Let's everybody go and never give you a boo. Yeah, that was the hardest part. Kind of messed that part before that up, but I think it should be okay. You can do. You can do. Okay, don't mind. So yeah, if you learn the patterns well enough, it shouldn't be any problem. And in that case, in my case, it wasn't a problem either. Got that superb. So, this next game, and last game in the row, besides the remix, is going to be quite familiar for any of those who've played... Oh, perfect attempt first, never mind. Let's do that first. Ooh. Donk, donk. Okay, interesting. Let's see if I can do it. Yes! First try. No problems. Good. Yay. I'm not gonna wait for the thing to finish. Just gonna do it. So, Donk Donk is done. I'm not actually sure. What have we done? I'm not really sure. I'm not 100% sure. I know we've done Board Meeting, Double Date, and Seesaw, and I think that's it. Oh, and Air Rally, too. I think that's all that we've done. And we've lost Remix 3. So, as I said, this next game in Row 7 is going to be very familiar for those who've played either Rhythm Tengoku or Rhythm Heaven DS, or have played this game before. And also, it's going to be familiar for those who've only played Rhythm Rage. And the intro is going to give it away. Because... Yep. It's Karate Man time! This is the staple of the series, basically. Rhythm Tengoku, it was the first ever game you played, and in Rhythm Heaven DS, same thing, it was the very last game in a row before the remix. Now, the difference is that it is much faster than any of the previous installments, and besides just punching stuff, there's also, well, you'll see. First, let's warm up. 1, 2, 3, and. Just punch this stuff coming at you. That's about it. And then, there's that too, where she goes, mitsu, where you have to get three of them. I don't know why, but I don't like the way that the meat in the mitsu has this really weird decaying effect to it. Sounds weird. Now, this is the weird part. Kind of like in Rhythm Heaven DS where you have to do it yourself. Here, same thing. You have to do it yourself first. So you can punch. But if you hold A and B, this happens. And you let go. And that is what you have to do. You hear a certain cue, and then I'm not actually sure what she says, but in English I know it's something like punch, punch, go pow, and that is what you have to do. That's the way the combo works. It's very similar to the way Samurai Slice's combo works, kinda. So let's try to show off how this works. 1, 2, 3, and. Yeah, when you hear that, you go. If you mess it up. Oh! If you. Yeah. You can do a combo when you're not supposed to, and it does that. I also like that the tutorial music always changes depending on the tutorial part that you're in. It happened in Tap Troop and in Shrimp Shuffle as well. It is really cool how the music dynamically changes depending on which area of the tutorial you're in. Okay, now, this track actually has lyrics. Of course, I can't sing them because I don't know how they are in Japanese, but one difference is that the key is also different. The musical key is different from English and Japanese, so this is going to be a new thing to me. Let's do it. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's those noises which may indicate that it's offbeat. That is very important. 1, 2, 3, and dueling guitars. There's one on the right and one on the left. Oh, starts from the left, I mean. But there's the one on the right. Now we have off beats again. 1, 2. Now there's no more off beats. And 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. And stop. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. 1, 2. And 1, 2. And that's it. That's it. Last combo incoming. And yeah. That is so satisfying. I lagged a little bit there. Superb. Messed up a few of those. I'm not sure how come my timing was so bad, but it was actually pretty good. Woods. Much better than I would expect it. I thought I was going to fail a lot more. But no. So, Karate Man is also done. Whoa! What is with the lag? Anyway. Remix number 7. This is the hardest remix by far, I think. Besides Remix 3, I'm not sure which one. What the hell? What is causing all this lag? I have no idea. But this is the space-themed remix. And it's quite hard. It's got many cues, and the tap true part of it is quite hard, as well as the... If you don't pay attention, even the karate part could screw you up. Maybe, if you don't pay attention. Let's do it. And as I mentioned, the very beginning has this cheerleader's Okay, Don't Mind, which is, well, you'll see. Here we go.
Okay. Don't mind.
Yeah. Offbeat. Start with offbeats. And then automatically start with cheerleaders and back to karate. That's it. Be very careful with the offbeats. 1, 2. That's all of it. Back to karate. That's it. Back to shuffle. And there's a pause. 1, 2, 3. Hey, you can do it. 1, 2, 3. Hey, you can do it. What? Oh, I messed it up. Crap. And it's it. What? Back to cheerleaders again. Let's everybody go, and karate, combo, tap, true. This part you need to be very careful, because, well, not yet, but cheerleaders. Oh, I have to actually tap for that part. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3, 4, tap, true again. Okay, cheerleaders again. This last part of Tap Troop is really hard. A what? Be really careful here. You'll see why in a minute. Here we go. Say no. And hi, hi, hi. Okay, don't mind. Yeah. That. It is really satisfying to do, though, once you've got it down, and once you know how it works. It is really cool to play. I can guarantee you that. Now, this is where things change, because you would think that it goes back to the game select screen and nothing happens. But instead, you're greeted with... this. You'd be thinking you beat the game, but, no, not yet. There's text. And after that, a staple of Rhythm Heaven series... Well, there was the same thing in Rhythm Heaven DS, where it was an auto-playing game that you could then access later, which I am going to do at the end once I'm back in control with the menus and everything. But let's scroll through the text and listen to the... This is another game with lyrics, by the way. And you can't do anything with it, it's like auto-playing, and you can't skip it either. It's still lagging though, unfortunately, which is annoying. Wow, this sounds weird in Japanese. Also, I don't like a lag. But those scratching noises are very important because they're part of the real game. Because right now I'm not playing, but I will be in a bit. So basically, this is where the credits happen. And then after that, after this, there's going to be another music, which doesn't have any games in it on its own, which is going to show off all the different characters that we've been playing as or with up to this point. if this is going to be this laggy the same way as it is while I'm playing it, I don't think I actually will play the game. I may just show off the tutorial, because there is a reason why I want to play it. For most people, for those who play Rhythm Heaven DS, that's going to be evident. Oh, no lag anymore. That's good. Oh, it actually said generation. In English, the song title is Dreams of Our Generation. So after this, we have one more track, which is where the credits continue. Kind of, it's the same exact thing as the way it happened in Rhythm Heaven DS, except with different music. It sounds very Brazilian or Latin or something. I actually like it quite a lot, although the percussion is a little bit weird. It's weird because it's electronic, but it's also Brazilian. It's really weird, but... I'm just gonna enjoy this music for a little bit until we get control, and then I can talk about what has been unlocked and what, because there's gonna be stuff on the left side, you know, the ones that make those little ching noise when you arrow over them. Until now, there was only Endless Games, Rhythm Toys, and the Cafe, but now there's two more things that are gonna be unlocked, and one of them is this credits game, which is called Night Walk, by the way. Very reminiscent to Night Walk from Rhythm Heaven, Rhythm Tengoku, but it's not exactly the same because it has the scratchy kind of noises, which you have to press A and B for. But there's also one other menu item which I'm going to get into quite briefly. This in a while. Oh, no, we're back to this. So yeah, we're definitely not done. There's a bit more. And, yeah, we don't have much to say at this point. Let's just wait for this to end. Then this happens. Welcome our new game select screen music. Yep. This is going to be accompanying us for the rest of this playthrough. It's no longer available. Unless you go into the cafe and listen to it that way. You can, by the way. But let me show you. Now, all five of these things are unlocked. There used to be three, now there's five. If you click on the second one, it automatically plays. Oh, wrong item. I thought it was going to be the second one, but it was the first one. So, let me actually talk about this screen for a little bit. Sorry, I'm just getting flashbacks. This is Rhythm Tengoku's level select screen music. And the reason is that there's four games in here that you can actually play. Oh, you can actually enter them. Well, I'm not going to do that, but yes. There's four remade games in here that you can actually play that have, like, updated music and updated sounds and everything. You don't get medals for it. It's just stuff that you can play as extra content, which I am going to go through at the very end of this playthrough. But let's click on this. Oh, there's no intro. Oh, there is. Okay. I thought there was going to be... But yeah, that is another returning intro from Rhythm Tengoku. So, Nightwalk. Let's see if the tutorial at least works, and then I'm going to quit out of it, because I don't think I want to play it. 2, 1, 2, 3. You just tap. You just tap forever. It makes weird noises if you're a little bit early or late. Oh! Okay. And then there's the scratchy part, the which has always thrown me off guard, because, you know, when I played this, it was very laggy last time. Let's see if it still is. But this is the way it's supposed to work. Let's see. You hold. Let's see. How does it work? You have to hold A and B for half a beat. So, hold, let go. It's kind of hard to explain, but after this beat 1-2, you have to hold and let go for like half a beat. 1-2. So let's play the real game and see if it still lags. Oh yeah, it does. No, it doesn't actually lag that much. Yeah! Huh! That's the only thing I remember from this, actually. I mean, in the English... Oh, I messed that up. In English, I kinda know some of the lyrics, but not here. So you get the idea. I kind of don't want to play this, because we've already went through it. But yeah. So now we have Nightwalk, we have access to classic games, or extra games, I think that's what they're called. And we have access to Rhythm Toys and Endless Games, I think all of them. Let me take a look. I'm very interested. Just out of curiosity. Yes, I can actually play the very last Endless game. Well, it's not the very last, but almost the very last. I am very interested, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to reopen Dolphin after this, after I'm done with the two-player Karate Man, and Tap Troop, actually. There's also two-player Tap Troop and Karate Man, so after that, I'm going to reopen Dolphin and mess around with this Endless game, which is exclusive to the Japanese version, because I really want to see how far I can get. So, Tap Troop, Karate Man, let's go. And now I have to reload the emulator and do it all over again. Yeah. Open, re-enter, and play karate. That is the fastest you can re-enter the game, from what I've gathered. So we get the medal, and we have our last game, which is karate. This is gonna be fun, let's do it. No, dodge.
Your battery has charged to 100%.
Split screen. Now it's on the right. You can actually hear the difference. Whoa, that was weird. Back to left. And right. You get the idea. I'm gonna stop talking. Hold on. And crash again. Yay! So, that was part 7. Must have taken a huge amount of time.
Speech unmuted. Authentication. Table. In table. Dolphin. Selected. Dolphin. Table. No selection. In dialogue, 4. System dialogue, 4. Sweet applications, cancel, closing dialogue, space, wait,
But it was worth it. I especially like Karate Man and Cheerleaders, too. And the remix, of course. The remix is quite fun if you actually manage to get it done right. So, right after I stop recording this, I'm going to go over to the Endless Games and play the exclusive game that I can now play, because I'm very interested to find out what that's like. And that's about it. So, with part 8, we're going to start seeing some returning games, some sequels, if you will. This is what I was getting at with the music's gonna change and everything, is because now we have the sequel territory, the games that have already that I've already played, but it's actually harder, or sped up music, or, you know, that kind of stuff. And, it only gets harder from here, up to the very last row. There's 3 more, and then the extras. So, yeah, I'm gonna see you in the next part, and hopefully my recording schedule is going to stay the same, and I'm gonna be able to, upload these normally from now on. And yeah. So I'll see you next time. Goodbye for now.
Audio hijack. Record. Select.